We also know that Lang had been quoted as wanting to avoid a, quote, lawyer's picnic when it came to him passing on his wealth to his family.
And that is clearly what has happened. I mean, there were swarms of lawyers at the court yesterday, and it really struck me of, you know, what an incredible sort of industry this has spawned, this litigation has spawned. And there's been reports in the Fin that the legal costs for the Wright family are up to $100 million. That's just absolutely staggering. And you can rest assured, if that's what Wright Prospecting has spent, then Hancock Prospecting and Gina Rinehart would have spent at least that. So, I mean, these are astronomical figures. You know, they're fighting over this case. They're using the public resources of the court to, you know, it's like a 51-day trial. The court could be doing other stuff that's in the public interest. And ultimately, these two family dynasties are fighting over the wealth that has come from Australia's resources, which, you know, arguably they've both got enough. I mean, they're all billionaires. And they're just, you know, you've got your billions of dollars. You really need to be fighting over hundreds of millions of dollars more. There's a future cost hearing where they will argue about this. The judge suggested that given they both won a bit, lost a bit in the judgment, maybe they should just bear their own costs. You know, clearly they're going to fight about the costs as well, you know, unless they can agree. But as we've said, history shows these parties do not agree easily.
Throughout the course of this series, one of the things we've been trying to do is look at the history of mining in the Pilbara and Western Australia, and the story that the Rinehart's and the Hancock's tell about their family's part in that history and opening up this industry. Does today's judgment change that story at all for you?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does because ultimately the court judgment recognises the role that Peter Wright played in opening up the Pilbara, and it also recognised the role of Don Rhodes, who was a businessman who worked with Wright and Hancock at the time and who had an agreement with them that financially rewarded him for that role. So it might not be a massive realignment in the wealth of the Pilbara, but it's important because I think we have to keep in mind that Gina Rinehart and Hancock Prospecting have spent the best part of two decades fighting the families of these two other prospectors in the Pilbara, fighting their claim for effectively recognition. I mean, it's recognition financially, not just in a sort of narrative sense, but it's recognition financially of their role in developing the Pilbara and discovering these tenements in particular. So the fact that she spent a lot of time fighting those claims suggests that she hasn't really wanted to acknowledge their role. And in fact, she has disputed their claims. So I think the fact that the Wright family and the Rhodes family were successful, and sure, not wholly successful, but partly successful and being recognised by the court, is a blow not just to Hancock Prospecting and Gina Rinehart financially, but it's a blow to their mythology as well.